This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
If you need auto parts but can't get to the store just yet, head to O'ReillyAuto.com. You can buy your parts online and pick them up in any of the 5,000 O'Reilly Auto Parts stores nationwide. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup on your schedule. Shop your way for the parts you need at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Well, joining us now on SB Nation Radio is a real treat. He is the head coach of the Nevada Wolfpack. He is Eric Musselman. Eric, coach, welcome to the show.
David, thanks so much for having me on.
Congrats on another great season. You guys back-to-back champs in the Mountain West. Tell us about your year. How has it gone so well?
Well, you know, we first of all tried to schedule as many road games as we possibly could due to the fact that the NCAA selection committee for March Madness had basically said that as they looked at at-large bids, road games were going to have a high value. And so we went out and got overly aggressive scheduling as many road games as we possibly could. And then we played teams like Texas Tech on the road, TCU in a neutral site, Davidson and Rhode Island at home. So we tried to schedule as many power games as we could. And we've had really good success. We've had a great road record. We finished up our home schedule with just one loss. And so we're looking forward to finishing these last two regular season games out and then getting into Mountain West play, conference tournament play. And, you know, it's tough to win a regular season back-to-back, and that's what we've done. And we certainly have two very difficult games at UNLV and at San Diego State to finish up the regular season. And then, like I said, we're off to tournament play in Las Vegas, and then we'll see what happens, and hopefully we'll be selected to play in some type of postseason tournament.
Well, Eric, welcome on in. And you mentioned UNLV. So the UNLV under Jerry Tarkanian had the Wolfpack's number and pretty much everybody else in the West for years. Now you've got a great role reversal on your side. What changes have you experienced with this, you know, newfound love for Nevada? And do you have to sell yourself to this community, or is the interest already there with your record?
Well, Carla, we've had great attendance this year. Last year, we broke an all-time attendance record. Then we followed it up this season, breaking last year's all-time attendance record. So the support in Northern Nevada has been absolutely phenomenal. And I know all about the Jerry Tarkanian running Rebel days, because growing up in San Diego, California, I was a big Rebel fan, and I actually roomed with George Tarkanian, Coach Tarkanian's son, and his other son, Danny Tarkanian, went to law school at the University of San Diego, and I was rooming with George. So obviously what Coach Tark did in Las Vegas for so many years, they were a national, you know, story and a team that had a style and identity that all young kids wanted to play in, because it was a fast style. And we tried to play a cosmetically pleasing, you know, style of play here. We shoot a lot of threes, and we try to play as fast as we possibly can. We have a lot of guys that are multi-dimensional players, a lot of players between the size of 6'4 and 6'8. We're not a deep team, but we have great team chemistry. The guys really enjoy playing with each other, and they do a great job of sharing the basketball. One of the things that we try to do on a daily basis is show our team NBA ball movement, to get our guys to understand that some of the greatest players in the world move the ball, and there's nobody better to watch and to show a college team than the way the Golden State Warriors share the ball. And we watch video clips of them on a daily basis.
We are talking to Coach Eric Musselman, a former coach of the Golden State Warriors, I might add, and now the head coach of the Nevada Wolfpack. So unfortunately, we're talking to you in a week when the NCAA has had some difficult news, all the revelations related to the recruiting scandal. What is it like to recruit and coach in this environment? How has it affected you and your team?
Well, it hasn't really affected us at all. I mean, we've had really good success bringing in two freshmen in year one here. Cameron Oliver, who has since left for the pros and is playing in the G League. Lindsey Drew, both those guys in our year one were both starters. We made a decision to start two freshmen and let them get better as the season progressed. And both of them started as sophomores as well. And Josh Hall was an incoming freshman in year two, and he's had a very good year last year as a freshman and this year. And then we really heavily recruited transfers, and those guys have done a great, great job for us. This year we have four transfers that are having a big impact on our program, Cody and Caleb Martin, both from North Carolina State, Kendall Stevens from Purdue, and Hallis Cook from Iowa State. All those guys have had great years for us, and so we tried to sprinkle in our recruiting with freshmen as well as transfers, and it's worked out well for us to have a mix of veterans and young players.
And Eric, your team is clearly in the Mountain West and really nationwide so talented and the most talented in the Mountain West, but also really the smartest in the league. And word on the street is that you are their hoops professor. So I want to find out, because you did the same with Golden State. I'm glad that you mentioned Golden State earlier, because when you were the head coach at Golden State, you got them to 500 for the first time in almost a decade. And you were the runner-up for NBA Coach of the Year, losing with no shame to Greg Popovich, I might add. But obviously you're taking that to this level at Nevada. What are you doing to foster and develop these young players and the transfer players who are coming in from a different system?
I think the number one thing, Carla, that you have to do as a college coaching staff is you've got to develop players. They're young. They're like sponges. To some degree in the NBA, you're dealing with grown men, and you're more dealing with schemes and preparation. And at the college level, it's all about how you get a player every year a little bit better than when you received them. And the great thing about our transfers is when those guys sit out, we get a whole year to implement our player development program. And each guy has a different program on where we want them to go. And we talk about strengths and weaknesses.
Well, we may have lost him there. Is that Coach? Are you still with us?
I think I upset him.
Yeah, if you said he was the hoops professor, but he is a guy who is renowned for development. He is a real instructor on the court.
And he actually left that legacy with Golden State, because if you remember last year, all the talk of super teams when Kevin Durant came over to Golden State, Adam Silver said, stop talking about super teams. Do what Golden State did. Develop your players within.
Okay, he's back on with us.
All right, great.
Coach, welcome back. We're talking to Eric Musselman. He's the head coach of the Nevada Wolfpack. So welcome back. We're sorry to have lost you there.
No, sorry about that, David. We were talking about the player development and the importance of how you've got to work with your guys, and you've got to get your guys to identify their strengths and weaknesses, and then it's our job, once we've identified a weakness of a player, to try to turn that into a strength from a player development perspective.
We're talking to head coach Eric Musselman of the Nevada Wolfpack. So let's talk about Caleb Martin. How high is his ceiling? How special is he?
Well, Caleb is a guy who can really, really shoot the three ball. You isolate him and get him in mismatches because he can post up, he can shoot the three, and he's very good off the bounce, meaning dribble drive. One of the things that we've really talked to Caleb about is to not just settle for the three-point shot, to try to continually attack the rim, get us an early bonus, and be a high-volume free-throw attempt player. And he's really improved in that area. But, the great thing about not only Caleb Martin, but Cody Martin as well, his twin brother, is they're both high-character kids. They have high desire to get better, and they're extremely competitive. They hate to lose. And really, those guys are great leaders. And then you add in the fact that we have a player, Jordan Caroline, who's a junior. All three of these guys are juniors and all league-type players. They hate to lose, and they have an unbelievable competitive spirit. And I really think that competitive spirit is the number one positive that our group has.
Great. And speaking of the Martin twins, Eric, so they both came from another Wolfpack at NC State, now at Nevada. And you were talking about earlier that it's an advantage, actually, when they had to sit out, that they could sit out the season before they played, that they could learn the system. So do you want the transfer rule changed where, I know the NCAA is talking about it, letting them possibly play immediately upon transfer. How do you feel about that? And then are you a proponent of the one-and-done rule?
Well, you know, I think number one with the transfers, I like the way the rule is now. I think it's good for the player as well as good for the program to have guys sit out, get a year under their belt to adjust to a new university, academically, socially, as well as on the basketball court. So I actually like the rules, although, you know, obviously transfers have been a big impact here. I do think that if you just open it up and guys can transfer and they don't have to sit a year, we already have over 800-plus transfers per year at the Division I level. I think if you change the rules, you're going to have a lot more, and I think that that's going to be too much. I don't think it's good for the college game, and so therefore I like it the way it is. I hope that, they don't change it, because I do think that, you know, if you have a no year off, that you know, guys that are semi-unhappy or don't love their role, you're going to see too much of change. And I think for the college fan, what they want to do is they want some consistency where they get to know the players. And then with the one-and-done rule, in my opinion, if a player is good enough, like a Kobe Bryant or a Kevin Garnett, those guys don't need to go to college. And I do think to some degree, if a guy's just going to college and not fulfilling his academic requirements both in the first semester and second semester, and a guy just goes to class one semester and then knows he's going pro, you know, in the middle of his freshman year, he's going to go pro as soon as his eligibility's up. I don't know if that's a great thing, but I do think the one thing that the one and done rule where a player has to go,